I saw miles and miles of Texas.
And through those many miles, Texas towns with some memorable names.
I saw miles and miles of Texas. Gonna live here till I die.
Blanket, Texas. Stagecoach. Domino. Paint Rock. Each name has at least one story behind it, and this week we've been bringing you some of those stories. Today, we'll hear about Weeping Mary. It's a tiny town in deep East Texas. Photographer O. Rufus Lovett has taken pictures of the residents of Weeping Mary over many years. He explains the town was established as a freedom colony, land given to former slaves after the Civil War.
There was a lady named Mary who lived there. And folklore has it anyway that there was a white man that wanted to purchase her land, and she did not want to sell it to the white man. So he got a black gentleman to go and purchase the land for him. And so Mary was tricked out of selling her land to another African American, and she became very distraught over this and wept. And she kind of became known as Weeping Mary in that community, and then the community hence became known as Weeping Mary.
You said, Mr. Lovett, that folklore has it, that this is the story. I suppose nobody knows for sure. This is the story that's passed down from generation to generation.
I think that's right. And, you know, this is a story I've heard and actually had to do a little coaxing after visiting Weeping Mary over a period of time to even get the story from some of the elders in the community. So this is front porch lore in Weeping Mary.
If you talk to young people in Weeping Mary, do you think, would they be able to tell you where the name came from?
I don't think so. I think that's something that's left up to the older folks to pass down, and I'm not sure how much that's passed down anymore. And oftentimes, they don't want to discuss that because of the circumstances that I think it did deal with a racial issue. But at the same time, it's part of our history, unfortunately. In a way, it's part of who we are.
Well, Mr. Lovett, thanks for talking to us about Weeping Mary, Texas.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you.
That's photographer O. Rufus Lovett telling us how Weeping Mary, Texas got its name. You can see some of Lovett's pictures of Weeping Mary on our photo blog, The Picture Show. That's at npr.org. Tomorrow on the program, a massive oil boom in South Texas brings big changes to a small city.
This guy took this check to the bank, and he told the lady that he needed to put the check in the bank right away because it was a check for $100,000. When the clerk looked at the check, she says, it's not $100,000, it's $1 million.
We explore how Cotulla, Texas is dealing with the changes brought on by the Eagle Ford shale boom. You can see photos of my travels in Texas on NPR's On the Road Tumblr. That's at nprontheroad.tumblr.com.